Living History, The Rise of New Feudalism, page 33. There is a growing belief that feudalism is making a comeback. The last 30 years have created the conditions for the emergence of what is now widely referred to as corporate new feudalism. Yes, historians and sociologists, such as Immanuel Wallerstein and Mike Davis, have begun to talk about new feudalism as a situation connected to a generalized privatization of resources. Not only land ownership, but also finance and copyright laws affecting everything from information technology systems to seeds. Multinational corporations, banks, and financial institutions now have greater economic and political power than governments, powers similar to those of kings in medieval times. As Wallerstein has suggested, corporations are increasingly able to dictate the terms by which entire nations are governed. According to this theory, corporate governance has and will continue to have an enormous effect on economic life. Thanks to globalization and advances in technology, particularly computer automation and the internet, fewer workers are now needed in industry, and production can be dispersed all over the globe, wherever labor is cheapest. The power of national unions has been reduced, freeing corporations from responsibility to employees. Meanwhile, the existence of tax havens means that many big businesses now pay little or no tax. Private profit has replaced public good as the main objective of economic development, with unregulated speculation leading to an increasing wealth gap and also to a huge financial crisis. The working public are forced to pay for these through austerity measures that involve the further privatization of services and resources that were once state-owned and funded, such as health, education and pensions. This has resulted in a growing exclusion of and hostility towards the poorest and most marginalized. Elected politicians now increasingly play the role of managers to a new corporate and financial elite. And just as serfs were bound to landlords by their lack of property, today a growing underclass of precarious workers are increasingly enslaved to banks and employers through low wages and debt.